What we do know is acupuncture is being more and more widely used. We also know it's got to the point where the NICE guidelines, that's the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, they're now recommending acupuncture for back pain in primary care. You know, they're saying that GPs should consider the option of referral to patients for 10 sessions of acupuncture. But while this accumulating clinical evidence mounts up, what we don't understand is how acupuncture works or what mechanism. And that's one of the questions that has been driving this research. In this research, we thought it would be interesting to look inside the brain. So when we do acupuncture, say in this case, we're doing acupuncture on the hand, what are the sort of neurological processes in the brain that are going on? And is there something we can learn from them? And in particular, what we wanted to look at in this study was there's a sensation that in China they call it de qi, or the obtaining of qi, the qi being the so-called energy. We don't really know what it is, but it's a particular sensation that patients feel when they have acupuncture. What we wanted to do was to see if there was some correlates of the de qi in the brain. Were things happening in the brain that were different when the de qi of sensation was experienced? By putting patients in a functional magnetic resonance image scanner, we could actually get images, brain images, in the brain of what was happening when patients were getting this de qi sensation, or if patients weren't getting it. So what we were interested in were the differences in the imaging, and where were they in the brain? And would that tell us something, perhaps, about the causal pathway or the mechanism of acupuncture? Well, what we found was that when people did get the de qi sensation, they got deactivations in the brain, much stronger deactivations than when they had, say, more of a pain sensation. And these deactivations tended to happen quite deep in the brain, in what might be called the limbic structures, which is also where we know that pain gets processed. So it seems as though the de qi might have some correlation with the pain matrix, and may in some way give us an answer as to why acupuncture, when it has the de qi sensation, seems to have pain-relieving effects. The next step really is to find out a causal pathway, and to do that it might be that we need to look at things, changes over time, so we can track the connectivity between one part of the brain and how things move. And by getting the causal pathway, we'll have a much more definitive idea of how acupuncture might work.